This is Vatican Radio, and I'm Susie Hodges. Pope Francis said on Friday that a Christian does not anaesthetize or numb pain, but lives through it in the hope that God will give us a joy that nobody can take away. This was the key message of the Pope's homily at his morning mass celebrated in the Santa Marta residence. Taking his inspiration from the day's reading, where Jesus warns his disciples of a coming sadness, but says it will be transformed later into a cry of joy, Pope Francis reflected in his homily on how Christians should maintain their joy and hope, even in the midst of pain. He used the example of a woman when she gives birth, saying, "She's in pain because her time has come, but when she gives birth to her baby, she no longer remembers the suffering. She carries on hoping throughout the pain, and then she rejoices." The Pope explained that this is the impact that joy and hope together can have on our lives when we are suffering or in pain.
Non è un'anestesia.
He stressed that it is not an anesthesia, because pain is pain, but should be lived through with joy and hope, and when that joy from the Lord arrives, it's a lasting joy. Noting that for a Christian, joy and hope always journey together, Pope Francis warned that they should not be confused with simple happiness or optimism.
Una gioia senza speranza è un semplice divertimento.
A joy without hope is just enjoyment, a temporary happiness, he said. In the same way, hope without joy is not real hope and doesn't go beyond a healthy optimism. Pope Francis stressed that joy and hope depend upon each other to flourish and urge Christians to open out towards others with these two Christian virtues. Joyful people, he said, do not stay closed in on themselves but are open towards others. Concluding his homily, the Pope noted that human joy can be taken away at any time, whereas Jesus gives us a lasting joy that nobody can take away from us. It's a joy that remains even during our darkest moments. He said just like the apostles were full of joy after being reassured by the angels as they rather sadly looked up to heaven following the ascension of our Lord. The apostles, he explained, have that joy of knowing that our humanity entered heaven for the first time, that hope of life and of rejoining our Lord. This, said Pope Francis, becomes a joy that pervades the whole church. I'm Susie Hodges.